News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. In the news this morning, a fatal fire in Lincoln County. It has claimed the life of an elderly Tomahawk man. We have the story from WSAU reporter Raymond Newpert.
The fire was reported about 1:30 in the afternoon on Thursday by a man who came to plow snow at the house. When crews arrived, the house was already engulfed in flames. Officials believe the body they found inside the home is the 70-year-old owner of the house. The victim's wife was out of the house in Wausau at the time of the fire. The Lincoln County Coroner and the State Fire Marshal are at the scene. There is extensive damage to the structure. The cause of the fire has not been determined. WSAU is withholding the man's name until relatives can be notified. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
Unemployment in Wisconsin is below 6% for the first time since 2008. The new figures were released yesterday. The jobless rate 5.9%, well below the national average of 6.7. Dennis Winters is with the State Department of Workforce Development. He says the state's job market has been making slow and steady progress.
It's headed in the right direction for all the right reasons, that being that Wisconsin's workforce is increasing and the employment is going up and unemployment is going down.
Unemployment claims are at a 13-year low and the number of initial claims is at its lowest point since the year 2000. The White House is celebrating new health care numbers. The president said on Thursday night that 8 million people have enrolled in health insurance through healthcare.gov, the federal website for the new Obamacare exchanges. And the president noted that more than one-third of the new enrollees are under the age of 35. 17-year-old twins who'd run away from home are now reunited with their father. Cody and Joseph Untainer had been missing for 9 months. They showed up at the Washera County Sheriff's Department on Wednesday afternoon, and they were scheduled to be picked up by their dad last night. A local truck driver had been distributing posters and photographs of the missing boys dating back to last December. Law enforcement considered them runaways and had no information that they were in any danger. Sheriff's deputies say they're still investigating where the teens were and who they stayed with. Wisconsin has passed a law that prevents parents from handing over custody of their adopted children without getting a judge's approval first. Details on the change from WSAU's Zach Hagenbusher.
It's the first law in the nation that limits private custody transfers of unwanted adopted children. The issue came to light after an investigation found hundreds of parents using social media to find other people to take the children, which had no law to stop the practice. Now the practice of rehoming children to total strangers is illegal, and finding new adoptive parents must go through the court. The investigation found several children were being handed off to abusive adults, and a 9-year-old boy was given to a pedophile in a parking lot after making contact on a Yahoo message board. Failure to comply with the new law can lead to 9 months in jail, $10,000 in fines, or both. Zach Hagenbusher, WSAU News.
Michaels is the latest retailer to be hit by security attacks. The arts and crafts chain reported a security breach Thursday. It impacts 2.6 million credit and debit cards. The retailer also said about 400,000 payment cards from its subsidiary, Aaron's Brothers, may have been breached as well by sophisticated malware. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Rob Duns today with our forecast. Yes, it is.
Some fog is a possibility early on today. Otherwise, conditions this afternoon looking partly sunny and cool with highs near 47 degrees and light winds from the north. 28 overnight tonight with more clouds. And then temperatures better this weekend. 56 on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and the chance for a few showers. Warmer yet on Easter Sunday with highs approaching 63. Once again, though, leaving the chance for some showers. Once again, back in the low 60s on Monday. Best chance of a rain shower comes in the morning. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Rob Duns on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Thank you, Rob. Some of those clouds have cleared out during the overnight. You can see a nice, almost full moon this morning. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.